Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action. It's a show locally produced by Channel 88.1 FM, and I'm Joanne Fox. I'm your host for today's show. Thanks for joining us, if you are joining us right now, or if you tuned into the first segment. You know that this show today is focusing on our Siouxland Catholic Radio board members. So I want to thank Betty Pratt, Dr. Paul Wolpert, and Dr. John Wolpert for being joining us in the first segment. And now in this segment of the show, we have three other board members. So I welcome Molly Sokolowski, John Fitzsimmons, and Patrick DeMars. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hello. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Good to be anywhere, isn't it? Molly, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am born and raised in Sioux City, Helan, and lots of different colleges. It took me a while to get through school, but I ended up being a third grade teacher and then a speech-language pathologist, so working with kids. And when I retired, I turned on Catholic radio and became enamored with it, and here I am.
How many years were you in the classroom?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Seems like forever.
Well, I was in and out. I mean, I moved a lot. So okay. It was never like one long trend. I was moving.
Okay. We want to tell the listeners a little bit about your personal life.
Sure.
You have that great husband, I know.
Yes. He's great because he's Polish, right, Joanne?
That's right. And listeners know I am.
And I'm not, of course. So it's a good combination, Irish and Polish. And we have two kids. Good mixture of Irish and Polish. They're great. And one lives in Fort Collins, and she has four kids. And our son lives in Philadelphia with two boys. So we don't get to see them enough, but that's kind of our love, what we like to do the most.
Nice road trips. Nice road trips.
You bet.
So John Fitzsimmons, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yes, Joanne. I am John Fitzsimmons, and I am also the president of the board here at KFHC. But more importantly, I'm the father of six children and a lovely wife. And she's always very prompt to tell me. Now, when you say you have six children, you must say one wife, six children.
There you go. Because yes, it's a little different in the Bible. But
yes.
Here, where it's one wife, six
one
children.
One wife, six children. So I have let's see, four that are out of school, out of college, and off the payroll. And, among those is... Jack, who's he's married, has three children, so we have three grandchildren, and Pete's also married, and Jack, Pete, they all went through Bishop Helan. I was often called, "Hey, you're Pete's dad, right?" Because Pete was famous with football, the white gloves guy, and Jimmy, who recently has announced that he is has been accepted to the Sioux City Diocese Seminary program, so. He's starting this fall in St. Louis. And then still at school are Mary Kate, who just graduated from Helan, and now she's going to Benedictine. And then Joey, who is going to be a sophomore this year.
Great family. Do you work outside the home, John?
I do work. No, I work in the home, actually. I work with Gallagher Bassett in their major case unit, transportation, trucking, accident claims.
Okay, so, yeah. Excellent. And that brings us to Patrick DeMars. Patrick, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, Joanne. I was born and raised here in Sioux City, and just this last year in 2020, I graduated from Bishop Helan High School. I just completed my freshman year at Iowa State University. I am going for software engineering. It was kind of a crazy year with COVID, but next year, excited not to have any of that to deal with.
Siblings?
I have three younger sisters, Ella, Abby, and Lizzie. Ella actually works here at Catholic Radio, producing some of the sporting events that they have. Abby is starting her freshman year at Bishop Helan, and then Lizzie is just going into her fourth grade year, so a bit of a gap there.
And you, too, have worked some here at Catholic Radio.
I have. I started probably my junior year here at Catholic Radio. I started out originally just producing games and working with the sports director with various things, and then I took over doing some more stuff along with sports to help coordinate more at the station. In high school, I also worked at Tyson Foods in their information services department, doing some software engineering work. And then this summer, I'm still with them, out of the house, as John is doing. And I am a business analyst intern.
Excellent. It's nice to hear young people being so involved in their community, and we are grateful that Patrick indicated an interest in wanting to be on the Siouxland Catholic Radio Board, because we need some young folk. As all the rest of us are becoming more and more jaded and cynical, we need some energy and enthusiasm, so we appreciate him a lot. So in my last segment, I asked my three guests, you know, what resonated with them and when they think of Catholic radio, or what touches them, or what do they find important? And so, Molly, maybe you could share with the listeners, you know, what is it about Catholic radio that makes you turn the channel to 88.1 FM?
I just always want to learn something that helps me to understand the Catholic faith in a deeper way, or that motivates me to be maybe more prayerful or more involved in something. Sometimes I hear about a seminar that I can sign up for, listen online or go to. There is such a wealth of opportunities to learn, and in so many different ways, whether it's apologetics or just listening like to Jeanette Bankovich and how she interviews people and prays with them. It's amazing how much I didn't know before I started listening to Catholic radio. And now I feel like it's my main source of information.
Outstanding. John, you've kind of been in here on the ground floor with the Wolperts since the beginning. And I'd be curious to know what it is that kind of compels you to stick with it.
Well, you know, it's a guilty conscience, Joanne.
This is time off in purgatory, listeners.
No, actually, Father Cooper was the priest at my parish when I was a young man, a kid growing up, not a young man, but actually a young man, yes. But anyway, so he was there when I learned to be an altar boy. He heard my first confession, gave me my first communion, and when I came to Sioux City, he was up here and said, "Hey, John, I want you to get involved with Catholic radio." And he had been kind of dabbling with it, rosary on different stations, and just trying to have a Catholic presence on the airway. And about at the same time, Mother Angelica was, you know, telling her board, we need to have Catholic radio, because Catholic radio gets to people like TV can't. It's personal. It goes in their car with them when they're alone. They can take it with them when they're working in the backyard. And I started listening as Mother Angelica got cranked up with the Catholic radio. And we started back in 1997, I believe. And then we got kind of hung up with the FCC. So things kind of got stalled for a number of years. And our board people have kind of retired, left. Some of them died in those time frame between 1997 and when we got started in 2008, I believe. But, you know, Father Cooper was our driving inspiration, and he wanted to make it happen. And so, you know, here we are because of his help from the other side. We kept him on the board until the day he died. So even though he wasn't probably board ready when he's in the nursing home, you know, but we kept him spiritually involved. So, and he's still spiritually involved.
And he truly is. We feel his presence a lot when we do stuff on Catholic radio, because he was such a dynamic individual to drive this. And so, Patrick, as a younger person who probably listens to a great deal of different radio than perhaps the rest of us do, what is it about Catholic radio that made you kind of want to be a part of it?
What I think is so great about Catholic radio is that no matter where somebody is in their faith journey, it provides them an opportunity to grow and be prompted with different questions that they may not have ever thought of or know the answers to. But programs such as Catholic Answers Live, they often prompt things that I've never even thought to think of, but then they go in and explain it in great detail and really just help you open your mind to different thoughts within Catholicism.
And again, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, you know, these are board members and individuals who have stepped up to the plate and decided that Catholic radio was important in their lives and wanted to share whatever time, talent, and treasures they might have. And we do appreciate all their efforts. So again, as you know, listeners, it's time to take a short break where we give a shout out to our underwriters and our other supporters. We are so tickled that you took time out of your day to listen to this new show, Faith in Action. I want to thank my guests, Molly Sokolowski, John Fitzsimmons, and Patrick DeMars, for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
So again, listeners, we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned because we have more board members that we're going to be listening or talking to. Again, this show is Faith in Action. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm the host for the show, and I, too, am a Siouxland Catholic board member, radio board member. So stay tuned because we will be right back.